Welcome to the Ageless by Rescue podcast. I'm Baha Etmanen, your host, and today I'm throwing it back to one of our top-rated episodes. Since the Ageless channel launched 2.5 years ago, I've had the honor of hosting global experts, celebrities, and trailblazers in the field of beauty, aesthetics, wellness, and longevity. If you're enjoying the episodes, please check out the Be Ageless Network, which now features other formidable experts in their specialist areas of aesthetics, wellness, and longevity. I do hope you enjoy today's top-rated episode, and if you do, please don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. My guest today is the incomparable Miranda Kerr. Miranda Kerr is someone that I've known for over 10 years. I first met her on the streets of New York quite accidentally, and I've emceed her on a couple of her events. I've interviewed her countless times. And what I love about Miranda is that she is a rare combination of beauty and brains, style and grace. And her approach to beauty and her evolution, I would say, has been something that's been played out on a world stage, but still she has a homegirl appeal and beauty to her. She's the founder and CEO of Cora Organics. She was born and raised in the small country town of Gunnedah in Australia. Her passion for health and wellness is quite revolutionary, actually. Miranda has established herself as one of the world's most authoritative figures in the clean beauty movement, launching a certified organic brand over 10 years ago, incorporating a lot of what has only recently become fashionable from the beginning, from the outset. And I'm absolutely delighted to introduce you to Miranda Kerr for Ageless by Rescue. Good morning or good afternoon to my beautiful friend Miranda Kerr. We go way back.
We do go way back. I missed you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to have you on Ageless podcast because it seems like such a journey between us because I met you in your early 20s and here we are, you know, you're 3 children in, you're married, you're living abroad and you are a beauty entrepreneur, a global beauty entrepreneur. And I met you, I don't know if you remember the first time I met you in New York. In front of Balthazar.
Wow.
And you had just been signed for Victoria's Secret. And I was with my friend Viva, who was one of the judges on Dolly Cover Girl that you won.
Yes.
And so we walked over to you and you were in this park and you had this, and you were just such a baby, such a beautiful baby, and so sweet. That was the first time I met you. And the next time I met you, you were in your power and launching Cora.
Yes.
And then I've emceed you a few times for your Royal Albert launch, for your Cora launches. And and we've interviewed you a few times, but it's wonderful to see you in this iteration of the beautiful Miranda Kerr.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me. It's so good to catch up and talk all things beauty and wellness.
Well, I would love to share some of your incredible beauty hacks with our listeners. One of the reasons I've always loved talking to you is that you are absolutely dedicated to beauty on the inside and out. You were an incredible pioneer with Cora Organics in the clean beauty movement. Tell me what sparked your interest in becoming a beauty entrepreneur in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, as you know, in a little country town called Gunnedah in Australia. And my parents and grandparents, we thought we were pretty healthy. And actually, my grandma introduced me to Noni juice when I was 13, which Noni is, for people that don't know, maybe they do, but Noni is the key ingredient across the whole range of Cora. And it was in 2006, I was talking to a friend of mine and I said to her, you know, I'm eating organic and we've gone through all of our products at home because prior to that, like rewind a few years before that, my mum was diagnosed with cancer in her spleen. And so at that point, we did a whole rehaul of everything in our home because a friend of hers gave her a book called The Chemical Maze. And that book really simply spoke about any additives that were in any packaged goods. It spoke about like anything, any ingredients that maybe you didn't understand what their use was, like sodium lauryl sulfate, and like if it's like a lathering agent or an emulsifier or humectant, and like if it was bad for you or if it could be potentially carcinogenic. And we were really surprised that we thought we were healthy, and then we looked at all of our products in our household, including like the laundry detergent, the skincare, the hair care, the packaged goods in our pantry, and we were horrified to see there were so many potentially carcinogenic ingredients that we were exposing ourselves daily to. And so that was a few years prior to this conversation. And so we tried to clean up our whole household and be more conscious of what like we were using, especially because the skin is the largest organ.
Absolutely.
You put on your skin, it soaks in. And so it was, 2006, I spoke to a friend of mine. I was like, look, I'm eating healthy organic food. We looked at all these products in our whole house. I've been able to find more natural products, but I would love to find products that are actually certified organic, like truly organic, because I know that an organic ingredient has more antioxidants than a non-organic ingredient. And so she was like, why don't you talk to my friend who is an aromatherapist and she makes certified organic oils. So I spoke with her, and actually that was Judith White.
I know, and she passed.
Yeah, she passed. Bless her.
Yeah.
And so I spoke with her, and she put me in touch with an incredible lab, an incredible team of chemists. And we just had these conversations, and I said, do you think it's possible to make highly effective, results-driven skincare that is certified organic? I'm like, why hasn't anyone done that? And they were like, yeah, it's going to be a long process, and it requires, you know, a lot of auditing if you want to be certified organic, but it's obviously possible. And they had said there are more antioxidants in the certified organic ingredient. Now there's been many studies done actually showing, like Cambridge did a study showing that there are up to 60% more antioxidants in a certified organic ingredient. That's why
You're ageless, because you've been doing. I do want to actually touch on that and the way that you've created your products, because I think, again, you were well ahead of your time on the clean beauty movement. You were well ahead of your time in investing in organic. You used a lot of ingredients from Ayurvedic medicine. You know, turmeric is a key ingredient now that you're using. You've used crystals. You've used purified water. All of these things are now proven in the, you know, biohacking circles and in the wellness circles as having multiple benefits. Yeah. I would like to know, what are some of the rituals that you have that you feel have kept you ageless? Because you really are a glowing example of good health. You know, you've been able to extend your, your career in a career that's normally limited to young chronological age. You've extended it for so long. What are your rituals? Tell me first about your beauty ritual from when you get up. And okay, cheers, snap. Do you remember when you launched this?
Oh my goodness, yes. How funny that we both have the same teacup.
I know, that's amazing. And you know what? You were very kind. You gave me the whole set. And the only times in my life that I've cooked a cake, I bring it out on my Royal Albert set, and everyone thinks I'm so fancy. So thank you. But back it's to so the nice rituals to have of, back to your rituals of beauty. From when you wake up, do you have a way that you like to start your day in a from an ageless perspective? Let's go.
Yes. Well, one thing that I've recently incorporated is this ring. It's called an Aura ring. Ooh. This one right here. And it's funny because it has these little sensors on it. So it has this technology that kind of tracks your heart rate. And you connect it to your phone, and then you look on there, and it tells you exactly like how many calories you've burnt already today, your readiness. It talks about your heart rate variability, talks about your heart rate, the resting heart rate, how many hours you've slept, was it REM sleep?
And tell me, can I ask you, why are you tracking all this? What's your interest in it? Are you able to then make tweaks to your...
Yes. So I'm obsessed with sleep and like trying to get quality sleep, probably because my whole life, like, I've had challenges with sleep. First, because I was traveling so much for work. So I had to find things that worked for me. I've incorporated meditation.
What kind of meditation do you do?
TM.
Yes,
me too. I like TM meditation a lot. And recently I've started the Wim Hof breathing.
Oh, do you do it?
Yes. And I find it really good. I love taking cold showers as well.
So you do the cryotherapy?
I'm not into the ice baths yet. But I also do love saunas. That sauna I use.
Was it that infrared sauna?
The infrared, like, mat. I have the infrared mat that you can, and I have
I know. I think you mentioned it in one of your Instagram posts. Is it higher dose?
Yes, the higher dose sauna. Yeah. So anyway, going back, like, I mean, there are so many things that we could talk about. I mean, the best thing I've done for my health in the last 3 years is go predominantly plant-based.
Right.
And I grew up, you know, eating meat because my parents had a steakhouse at a stage in my life. So I grew up, you know, eating meat and thinking that that was okay. And I also studied nutrition and, like, you know, there is different nutritional benefits to meat and whatnot. But the latest course I completed was through Stanford. And they have this course just on health and nutrition. And they were actually even saying that if you eat more plant-based, your body has more of a potential to be more efficient and, like, heal and repair. And so there's now science coming out about that. And so, I mean, we could go talk for hours on that. And, like,
I want to ask you about
you did ask about my beauty routine, and I've just gone.
Now tell me about, do you do lemon water or
alkaline,
you know, we've talked about alkalinity and acidity. Yes. So do you, you know, have any kind of rules about what kind of water you drink, when you drink it? Do you do the lemon water in the morning?
The first thing I do when I wake up is I have one of these.
Yes.
Full of, like, filtered, because we have a filter on the house, because I think it's important to invest in a good house filter so that then you can refill your bottles and, you know, continuously drink great water that's available to you from your tap, but using a great filter. And so I have room temperature water with one lemon squeezed this much. After I finish that, I then have celery juice this much.
Oh, you do? The whole amount, like a litre of celery juice?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's, 32 ounces or something?
I think that looks like a litre to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have the celery juice. And then after that, I have the Medical Medium Heavy Metal Detox Smoothie, which has barley grass and spirulina and frozen blueberries and bananas and orange juice. Is that it? Might be. But it's really tasty and it's just really improved my health. When I was pregnant with my second child, I got sick, and that's why I started eating this way, to heal my body. And I thought I was healthy before that.
Do you take any supplements?
Yes, I do. I take lemon balm, B12. I have my little Noni Glow skin food supplement, which I love. And I also take this, which is NAD, which is great for focus and concentration.
Can you hold that up closer to the camera for me?
Now
I can see it.
Natovim.
Yes.
So it has NAD, it has coenzyme Q10, it has magnesium, thiamine, and it's a really great supplement.
Can I ask you, do you do any kind of neuroplasticity rituals? Because part of being ageless is good memory, focus, a clear mind. And God knows, I've only had one child. It took me 2 years to get my brain back. And someone gave me a great advice to eat more eggs and avocado, and it really, really helped. But
oh, dear. I'm like, oh, dear.
What do you do?
Apparently eggs are not supposed to be so good for you.
Ooh, okay.
Apparently eggs feed viruses and bacteria in your body, and everyone has virus and bacteria in their body, but that's what was told to me through Anthony William, the medical medium. So he got me off eggs. That was one of the first things he did.
So what do you do for your brain sharpness and that, you know, brain youth and brain health? Do you take supplements? Do you do puzzles? Are you good at memorizing song lyrics? You know, tell me about that.
I'm definitely good at song lyrics, yes. Ooh. I like it. And then this is definitely for the brain and focus. There's another incredible vitamin like called Celery Force, and that's also good for focus.
Okay.
B12 is great for that energy and whatnot.
Do you have your B12 as a supplement or do you have it injected?
I do it as a liquid.
Okay.
Liquid drops. I think the brand is called Vimigy. Yes, Vimigy. And they have some really great, also their lemon balm is amazing. Their vitamin C is amazing. Vitamin C is something that we all need to take every day, in my opinion. And another thing that I do and I've been doing for quite a while is neurofeedback.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Do you do it as an app?
No, so I have someone come, or you can go there, and they put little sensors on your brain, and then the brain talks to the computer, and they can rebalance the hemispheres of the brain, and it's good for sleep, which, as I said, was a priority to me. And
it's a priority for anyone who wants to remain ageless. It's regarded, and sleep and nutrition are regarded as the two things you can do to turn back time.
I was having this conversation with Arianna Huffington the other day about sleep, and it was just so great to talk with her about it because she's so passionate about the importance of sleep. And me being a mother of three children, I'm really lucky if the kids sleep, you know, through the night. So I'm just like, I'm getting woken up, you know, 2 to 3 times a night, some nights. Every now and then I'll have one night where it's like, haven't been woken up once, but I'm still in the thick of it because I have a 1.5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 10-year-old. So it's like, who's going to wake mummy up tonight?
Do you do anything for your body? Do you do treatments? I'm curious to know, like, you know, there's so many things you can do. I know that you've always been a fit and active person, but have you incorporated any body shaping technology? Do you do any kind of, do you do spin cycle? What do you do?
Oh my goodness. So I work out 6 days a week, sometimes 7. This ring motivates me because it tells you how many steps you've done. And if I haven't reached my goal, then I know, come on, kids, let's go for a walk. And I put the kids in the pram and I go for a walk. On top of that, I really, since I had the last two babies, I really wanted to get my core strength back. And having back-to-back babies, it was really hard. And like, no matter how much training I did, it still isn't where I want it to be. And it used to be something that was very strong because I was a gymnast when I was younger. And I just feel like it's still not exactly where I want it to be, but something that's been helping me is M-Sculpt.
Oh,
I love M-Sculpt. Yes, and I do it on my stomach, on my butt, on my arms. And the arms really hurt because I don't have that much muscle, but I'm like trying to.
The M-Sculpt is the one that does the
muscle contraction.
That's right, yeah.
There's another thing that I tried. It's RF technology, so radio frequency.
Yes.
It's InMode Evolve.
Yes.
And they also put those on your stomach so you can do the RF, like fat melting, and then you can do the RF, like it's like muscle stimulation with the electric.
And how often would you do that?
Oh, man, I've done it a lot. I've lost count. So it's not like a regular,
right?
You know, it's like at the moment, I guess every couple of weeks. I'm trying it because I'm wanting to get my stomach back to a place that feels good for summer, because summer is approaching over here.
What do you do for your face? Do you have treatments? I know you're not a fan of injectables and you haven't had surgery, but what treatments do you do outside? And then I'm going to get you to take us through your full Cora routine. But what treatments do you do
to remain I do a lot of different treatments, from microdermabrasion microcurrent to oxygen facials, to I have this guy called the Beauty Sandwich, and he comes over and he has an RF machine that like stimulates collagen for your face. So I do a combination of all of those things, along with obviously great skincare, because those things are like toning devices.
Yes.
Obviously the microdermabrasion and the oxygen are also good for skin, like deeply cleansing.
Yes.
But
do you have a favorite facial?
A favorite facial, I think, is just that combination of like the microdermabrasion, the oxygen, and then a little bit of RF for the lifting, you know, because I think it's important to try to get ahead of it.
I agree. You know? And you know what? You can really see with you, because you look like yourself, but you look evolved and you look like the most beautiful version. And I always think, I've always thought this, the real moment of beauty for a woman can often be between 38 and 48, 50, because all her experience kind of dazzles in her eyes. Yes. She wears herself so much better. That insecurity is gone. And so... you know, she stands taller. She's more confident. She knows what she likes. She knows what she doesn't like. She knows who she likes and who she doesn't like. She's not trying to catch a man or keep a man. You know, there's a lot of those things that when you let go of that stuff, I think your inner beauty can really glow. And that's something that I've known with you. And again, you know, I met you when you were in your early 20s and you've evolved, but you wear your life so beautifully. And I think that's a really lovely aspect of you. And Claudia and I were talking before we recorded this podcast, is that so many people forget where they came from and how to remain gracious. And I think you've always had that energy of, you know, inclusivity and grace. And I want to talk about energy work, because in Cora, you were one of the very first brands that I'm aware of. They incorporated positive affirmations, crystals, energy, and intentionality in developing.
And essential oils.
And essential oils. Talk to me about how that plays a role in your kind of ageless routine and your brand.
Well, in my life, so I've used crystals for as long as I can remember, as a tool to really help me in my life. And I have crystals all over my house, like rose quartz and amethyst and clear quartz and citrine, and they're all for different uses. And so when I was creating Cora, first and foremost, I wanted the most powerful, you know, results-driven, healthy products. But on top of that, I wanted to incorporate that mind-body-spirit connection, so that when you're using the products, you feel that loving energy. And basically, sorry, that was had a little update come up on my computer. So I wanted to feel that loving energy when I used the products. And the way that I wanted to incorporate it was through filtering the Cora products, the ingredients of the Cora products, so that they touch upon the rose quartz crystal in the manufacturing process, so that they're energized with that. Some products actually contain the rose quartz crystal themselves. And the reason I chose rose quartz is because it really is a nurturing stone that really helps the heart chakra. And it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not. It's not in there from an efficacy point of view. It's just in there from a point of view of like me trying to really put my heart into the products as much as I could, so that you have that experience, that little ritual, that you feel like you're not just putting cream on, but you're having an uplifting experience, a nurturing experience. You feel the energy of the products because we're all energetic beings. And that's also why on the back of every product, there's a positive word to try and amplify the energy of that product. And there's been so many different studies around that.
There have.
And the fact that, like, Dr. Masaru Emoto, he did so many studies in Japan around the molecular structure of water and how it changes when a positive word was put on it or a negative word. And there's been so many studies with trees and how if you say a positive word to it, it grows and thrives, or think something positive about it, it grows and thrives. And if you say something negative, it like dies. They've done a lot of different studies around words and the power of words, you know.
Do you think that extends to aging? Do you think that you can have, if you see yourself as an ageless woman, and if you speak kindly to yourself, and if you reaffirm all the things that are ageless and vital and, you know, high energy about you, you can actually transform how you appear? Do you feel that?
I do believe so much in energy and that we're all energetic beings and that every thought we think has an effect on our body, and we can choose to uplift ourselves and be kind to ourselves and be gentle with ourselves, or we can choose not to. And it has an effect on the way that we feel about ourselves, and I truly believe the way other people feel about us. Some people you feel are very magnetic, and I feel that's because you can feel their goodness in their heart and their intentions that are pure, and you can recognize that as a human being because we all have that guidance system within us. So we feel it. And then if we are kind and gentle to ourselves, then our whole being can change and give off separate, like a different energy, which I find really more beautiful and attractive. And I think part of that process is having an attitude of gratitude and acceptance for situations, and also forgiveness. And I think, which is why actually on one of my new products, I put on the back forgiveness. Because when you're cleansing your face.
I love the cleanser. I love the milky cleanser. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so you shake it.
My face. Yeah.
And then when you are cleansing your face, you have that time, because I use it morning and night, to forgive yourself for any words you may have said to yourself that were unkind or, you know, not of the highest vibration. You have that moment to forgive anyone that may have hurt you intentionally or unintentionally, because we're all human, or forgive yourself for anything that you've said or done that might not have been your highest vibration, you know, if you've made a mistake, and we all do being human. So it's like taking that time, having that ritual to forgive yourself, make peace with yourself and anyone that may have hurt you.
So beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, so cleansing your skin and your spirit at the same time. And then there's aromatherapy in here of basil, geranium, and rose. And those essential oils help your nervous system and help with anxiety and help to calm. So when you're using this, you're like feeling that sensory experience, and then hopefully you're having that forgiveness ritual, and then you're cleansing your skin on top of it. And on top of it, this product, in addition to rose quartz, is filtered through and touches upon clear quartz crystals, which is all about bringing clarity in your life. So sometimes it's a little bit too much for people to be like, whoa, that's a lot. But for me, that's the way I've lived my life. And I wanted to offer that up to other people so they have that opportunity themselves, because it's helped me doing that in my life, you know.
I'm going to wrap this up by asking you, who do you think is an ageless beauty?
Honestly, it was my grandma.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
I know.
Oh, beautiful lady. Yeah. And how do you think that you will embrace aging for yourself? What are the things that you hope to embrace, and what are the things that you're going to do to make peace with it? Because I think we all have like a love hate.
Inevitable. Yeah. It's inevitable, aging. I think that Audrey Hepburn was like she embraced it and she said, like, I'm gonna love every wrinkle because that's what is like an experience that I've had. And my grandma, you know, she had incredible skin. She had lots of wrinkles, but you could just see her beauty shining through and her heart shining through her eyes. It was like sunbeam. And so I really hope that I can get to that place of peace,
yes,
of like really appreciating the journey of life and not resisting it and, you know, going with the flow. But obviously you do your best along the way to take care of yourself. And that's also something my grandma taught me. She said, you know, Miranda, it's very important to all, like, even up until the day when she passed, she was like still, you know, putting on a little makeup and like putting on her nice shirt. And I'm just like, and she was just like, she said, if you can like make an effort and take care of yourself, then people know that you're able to, you know, take care of them, and like they'll have so much more respect for you if you can take care and like be the best version of you, you know. And she did, she was, until the day she passed. She was always, and she said to me, she was like, Miranda, just so you know, because she was here with me when I was pregnant with Flynn, and she was like, oh, you need to go and put, get yourself together. And I was like, but Nan, it's okay. She's like, man of visual, just remember that. I was like, okay. Well, she had a long marriage and then they passed within 20 days of each other.
Oh, you my know? Goodness.
So that's the love that they had. And they, you know, she died of heartbreak because she missed him. So she was in good health otherwise, but it's just crazy. The love that they had and the fact that she lived her life, you know, for him. And also she told me, like, make sure that, you know, you always make the extra effort for your husband.
I do like that old, that, you know, there was an era
like old
where,
school.
Yes, and it was self-care was
it's
a form of elegance, and it was a,
yes,
a form of, it was a gift to your partner and to your children.
And to yourself too,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I want to just thank you so much. I love speaking to you. I love every time I speak to you. I had my turmeric facial this morning.
Thank you.
I take my Noni supplement. I'm doing everything.
Do you have this? Do you have this new one?
I do. And I saw that you did the stream with Katy Perry. And I don't know if you remember, I messaged you and I said, girl power right there. I loved it.
I know. Beautiful. It was so amazing of her. She said to me, she's like, Miranda, because I gave her one of the first, you know, samples we had of the actual, like, you know, final finished product.
Yeah.
So she had been using it for over 6 months. She's like, I have to tell you, I have thrown out all of my other products,
yeah,
all my moisturizers. She said, I was always looking for a moisturizer that gave me the glow, but everything I used gave me a breakout. And she's like, now I finally can have the glow without the breakout. And it's transformed my skin. It's never looked better. And I was like,
and you
wow.
Too, when you were talking, it was so obvious that that was just truly a conversation and organic, and I love that.
She said to me, she's like, I want to tell everyone about this because it's helped me so much. And
oh,
I was like, sure. And she's like, I want to do a live with you and just tell the world how amazing it is. And I was like, thanks, because she's used all my other products, but this product she's obsessed with, and she just wanted to tell everyone. And that was it. It was out of like the goodness of her own heart of like wanting to share something that worked for her personally. And I was like, that's amazing. So,
well, if
yeah,
I can share something of your brand that's worked for me personally, which I really love, is
yeah,
the Noni oil. And I've used it with your gua sha, your heart. It's the quartz gua sha.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That's a wonderful once a week treatment that I do when I have time, and I do a full lymphatic drainage
yes,
treatment. And I love that product. So thank you very much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Have a beautiful evening. And
thank you
so much for talking to us.
Oh, so good to see you. Lots
thank
of love.
You.
Bye.
Ageless by Rescue is brought to you by Rescue Me Academy, Reignite Your Relationship course. Love your relationship but miss the early days? You're not alone. This course will teach you how to identify your issues, stop the fighting, find what you need to be happy, re-spark intimacy, and keep the lines of communication open. Join us at rescuemeacademy.com.au to learn more about the program and to download your first free lesson. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share and rate this episode. I'd love that.